folks, thanks very much. Oh, Susan, come on in.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us at the Subcommittee for Aging meeting on May 22nd. I'm Councilwoman Lisa Diller. My legislative aide is Renee Bensley. And if we can just go around the room and just say our name and if you want to introduce the organization. Go ahead, Deborah.
Deborah Young, Empower Ability LLC.
Becky Laster, I am just a community member getting a doctorate in social work.
Carol Boyer, community member.
Susan Eggert, Department of Community Services.
Kristen Dwyer, Executive Office.
Valerie George, County Council.
Marcus Henry, General Manager of Community Services.
Renee Bensley, Legislative Aid.
And North Mara, I'm the law.
But now you're found.
Gary is.
It is. Okay. We have minutes from the previous meeting if people just want to take a look at them. If there are any corrections, if you were here and we didn't list you, please let us know. I think they look fine to me. Anybody else have any corrections?
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Update on the universal design legislation. That legislation was introduced and it now goes to the PLUS committee of the state for review. And hopefully it will come back to us and then it will go to Newcastle County's planning board and then hopefully by September, October, we'll have it on the agenda for council. So it's moved along quite nicely and no problems. Review of the resource fair. Valerie, you were like major support there. Any comments?
Actually, I think we had a really great turnout.
Yeah.
The public, there were several people that came specifically for the event, so it was obviously publicized very well. You and Renee did a great job of getting the word out because people, you know, it was definitely their destination in coming to the library that day. But then we also had quite a few walk-ins who just kind of walked by and said, hey, what's going on here? And ended up getting really great information. And we had several folks ask when it was going to happen again, if there was, you know, what was, you know, the plans for the future because they wanted to get more information or let their friends know that that was forthcoming.
I was really pleased with the turnout. I just thought, you know, between the work that Renee did and the fact that it was a nice day and people were coming to the library and we had both doors open and there were plenty of people in there. So I think the fact that there were a number of folks already in the room just drew people in. So
mm-hmm.
It was great. And thank you, Valerie, for filling in for Renee. And
my pleasure.
It worked out really well. So, and Susan, thanks for all the information that you brought over.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to put the community services general information on one table, and then we had actually had a library cart for all of their information.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We had lots of good stuff there.
Great.
So thanks very much for your support. Marcus, do you want to give us an update on what you guys are doing, or you and Susan want to share the senior programming information?
I'm happy to, thank you. I'll start with our Platinum Picnic, which is coming up very soon. This will be the 63rd annual picnic. It's going to be held June 6th at Banning Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our theme, as I understand it, is a night at the Oscars.
Okay.
Yeah. 29 vendors have confirmed for the expo tent. We expect approximately 500 attendees, and Bank of America was gracious enough to have their returning team of volunteers to assist with this effort.
Oh, good.
So that'll
okay.
be good.
Great.
I also want to talk a little bit, maybe Susan reported on it, our senior home repair and housing programs, just kind of give you where we
yes.
are on some of these programs. On April 24th, Council approved $424,000 of county funds, thank you again, to be used to help seniors on our current waiting list. These are one-time funds that were reallocated from the Sheriff's Office for our senior minor home repair program. Their current program is actually a $2,500 grant that assists seniors living in their homes for minor repairs to help them basically age in place and do some minor repair work. We've expanded this program with this new infusion of funds to call it the Senior Home Repair Program to offer up to, in addition to $2,500 grant, $7,500 deferred loan 0%, which is paid back upon the transfer or sale of the property to deal with larger repairs such as roof repairs, ramps and those types of things, maybe even some weatherization type of initiatives to help with seniors. We're excited about this. The goal is to, you know, our waiting list, I believe, was 180, give or take. We're not going to, unfortunately, deal with the entire waiting list in this, but I think structuring this as a loan, as a deferred loan, will help us, you know, recapture some of these funds when the houses are sold. So we're excited about this. You know, the goal is hopefully to have this waiting list down significantly within 2 to 3 years.
That's
with
great.
These new funds. So we're extremely excited. Thank you again for council for that financial assistance.
Ellery? I have a question. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. Now, that deferred loan, is it paid back at the time of sale or transfer? Because I know the
transfer and or sale.
Transfer and or sale. Okay.
Yeah, just 0%.
All right.
Okay. Which is unheard. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, I think the thing that I'm sure that you found out is once you go into these homes, people need more than $2,500 worth of repairs. And
we actually, thank you for bringing it up. Staff has done an analysis, and I think, you know, we're looking at a range of $7,000 to $9,000 on average aggregate for these types of repairs. So I think the $10,000 will go a long way to helping those efforts.
Yeah, that seems very, very reasonable. So that's great. And I have to give credit to County Executive Clark. You know, when I started working on this committee, one of the things he said to me is if he ever found extra money, he'd put it in senior minor home repair. So I really appreciate him following through on that. And this is really, there's such need out there, and
yes.
I think this is great. So thank you, Marcus.
No problem. I had noticed, and I'll have a few other update items on this, I noticed that in the minutes there was reference to the Milford Housing Development Corp, their nonprofit repair program. They do in conjunction with, I can't remember the name of the other group. I'm scheduled to meet with them within the next few weeks, but just so we're clear, we are contractually engaged with Milford Housing on our NSP program. They're doing some repair, they're doing some of these foreclosed homes, which I've talked about at length, but we're going to meet with them next few weeks and talk about this specific program. And I know that I was contacted just last week by the head of the State Housing Authority, and they've been doing some work with this group as well, and they just rave about the work they've done in Kent and Sussex County. So we're excited about that effort.
And they're talking about moving into southern Newcastle County.
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. To Middletown. All right.
Okay. Also, just want to note, in our FY13 budget submittal, our housing programs were approved by County Council on May 8th. There's a number of housing funding for the Senior Minor Home Repair Program, which I talked about. This also includes architectural accessibility issues, emergency repair programs, and these are all funded at FY12 levels, which we're happy to maintain the funding level from the previous year. Included in this was also some grant awards that we had for certain projects. To highlight a few of them, we gave $150,000 in home investment funds towards the Ministry of Caring Sacred Heart Village 2 project. That's in the city. That's a new affordable housing complex for seniors that'll be in the city. They secured some HUD financing as well. And my understanding is they expect to go to closing later this summer, early fall.
Is that close to where they are now, or is it another location?
I believe it's the second phase of where they are now,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
This project's been underway for a couple of years now. I know they applied last year for a 202 funding, I think it was, and they were approved this year through HUD, and with additional leverage funding we're given, I think they're going to be able to close by the fall, so that's good. Also, community development block grant funds for programs that benefit seniors this year, total was $15,000. It includes also funding for the Newark Senior Center, a new van, and also a volunteer program to assist seniors who are currently living in their homes. So we're happy to support the Senior Center as well. Talk a little bit about some of the summer programming we have coming up at our activity centers and the Ab Jones Center. Actually, from what I understand, today there's a health fair and open house at the Ab Jones Senior Center, a health fair, that's taking place, and that's from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So we're going to miss it, unfortunately. This is a partnership with the Brandywine Village Network. My understanding is 40 vendors are offering screenings, information about various senior services. Also this year we have initiative of a new farmer's market. There's also been a vegetable garden that's been installed at the Ab Jones Senior Center. We're excited about that. with the two new farmers market. One will be at the Garfield Park Community Activity Center. This will be Wednesdays from 2 to 6 p.m., and that will start June 30th. We're excited about that effort. And also, we'll be offering it at the Hocasson Community Activity Center, and that'll be Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that'll start May 26th. There's other summer programs we're offering for seniors. There's a free drop-in at the Hocasson Community Activity Center, and that'll be held, called Fun and Games, be held each Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And in that, in our lounge area, there's going to be programming for seniors to play board games, cards, and use a pool table. So we're happy about that. At Hocasson, we have a monthly afternoon session program called Down Memory Lane, which encourages participants to bring a lunch and family photographs. And they do stories about their lives, and they share this with others. Provides a nice social outlet for the seniors. There's also a craft activity that we're excited about. There's a nominal fee involved with this, about $2, which I think is very affordable.
Yeah, sure.
Also, under exercise and fitness programs, we have new exercise offerings specifically designed for seniors, including ballet and stretching, jazz dance, and strength. What is
Yoga Lattes.
Yoga Lattes. Yoga Lattes. Where do we get these names from?
It's a combo of yoga and Pilates.
Pilates. Okay.
Both are painful.
Okay. Yoga
Lattes. All right. Good to know.
Also, just to end us, we have some upcoming special trips that are going to be through the Abbott Jones Center for seniors, that include a trip to Cape May, to Old Lancaster, to the State Fair, and the Atlantic City Air Show. So, a lot going on this summer for seniors.
Very good. Thanks. Susan, do you have anything else? I mean,
I'm just thinking. I think you covered everything. I think you really did. Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you.
Kristen.
Last meeting, I had updated you on our senior services brochure. Just want to provide an update now. We got the approval from the Ethics Commission to work with AARP on development of the senior brochure. So right now, I'm expecting the first copy from AARP. I think it's going to be today or tomorrow. And we want it printed before the Platinum Picnic. So we're kind of trying to rush it through. But we're excited about it.
Okay.
Do you want to hand out the summary we did?
We can do that, or maybe, let me send this around. This is basically what would be in that brochure, but it's for now. I mean, it's very informal, and it's for your use, but you have the gist of what will be in that brochure right now. So.
Are we going to get electronic copies of that as well?
Probably not. We're going to be printing them.
Okay. So that, is it okay if we use this information on newsletters and stuff that we send out to the community?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It would even be easier if you sent it to us electronically.
We can do that. We can do that.
Hey,
Kristen, you and I can sort of check in on that.
This one is just by community services. No, it has everything on it. Okay.
I think it would be great if we had it electronically. Then
we could paste it in emails in.
That would be great. Or even if you had a link to something on your website, that would be great.
Okay.
Even if it was just a PDF of the brochure.
Okay.
Could send that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. I mean, this is definitely something that we would like to have, for the resource fair and to be able to hand out. So that's good news that we'll have something like this. Very good. And I know that, a lot of times, community services does so much that when people approach, I always bring all this information to the Newark Senior Center and I lay out all the brochures and people's eyes start to kind of glaze over, so I think if you had one thing that we could just hand out and then people could say, do you have more information on that? Then I can hand them the specific brochure.
Which is what we'll have with that brochure, so that's great.
That's good. Very good. Well, I really appreciate all the work that you're doing on the senior stuff. This is, really good news about the funds for the home repair. I just think that's terrific. We're excited.
And let me just say that I did bring copies of the brand new happenings, and so you'll definitely want to pick one up, and you can look through there and see many other things that are offered for seniors through the activity centers.
That's good. Any other questions for Marcus or Susan? So who came up with the Night at the Oscars for the...
Diane Banning is our genius at these sorts of things, and that'll be perfect. We can't take credit for that one. Who came up with that one?
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Well, does anybody have any updates from community organizations that they want to share? Bob?
I apologize for being late. This is, I think, more of a finding that I just want to report back to this committee. And my organization serves seniors who kind of are, you know, marginal in their ability to be self-caring. And the big issue that's come up since this recession has really hit Newcastle County is food. Is seniors, usually during a recession, food prices go down. This recession, food prices went, it was kind of a combination of inflation and recession. And I know that a lot of faith communities like my own, a lot of community organizations have feeding programs for seniors, have senior meals, or I think it would really be a good project for some group to take the lead in trying to find out where these are and when these are, and then to start looking at the issue of transportation to and from these things. We get a lot of calls from Carol's old employer about seniors who are just alone and need some socialization opportunities. And so I like to refer them to one of these churches that has a senior luncheon or some kind of senior activities if they don't live near a county facility that has the same thing. But then the issue comes up about transportation, because some of these seniors, believe me, the county police would not want them driving themselves.
Right.
You know, like my dear late mom, I really didn't want her. You know, I was happy to find a ride source. So I think it's an issue that doesn't necessarily require money at first, but I think needs some study, is how can we link some of these folks to some of these food programs, because they need both the socialization and, frankly, the nutritious meal. Not that I'm any authority on eating nutritiously. But we don't even know what's out there right now and what the services are. And I think this is kind of a situation where if we had some leadership from some of the county people who are involved in some of these programs to help us do the hunting, we might find that there are sufficient voluntary resources in the community to meet the need. We just need to organize them a wee bit better. I don't know if is that community services kind of things, Susan, or?
Well, if I may, I'm happy to coordinate it with other, the Food Bank of Delaware, I'm thinking of off the bat. Right. You know, we just got through the past year transferring our senior congregate meal program to the nonprofit City Fair for distribution also for that program. Those are actually grant monies that come through the state. But I'm happy to lead an effort to coordinate existing services, because you're right, transportation is the biggest issue in terms of food access. And a lot of food banks' infrastructure is tied in with transportation and getting into seniors and families in need during this time period. So we'll be happy to look into assisting this.
Just maybe pull the information together again.
There is a lot of overlap.
If I could then meet with someone like Glenn, specifically what we're finding, and we could kind of come up with a, just a course of action. As I say, I don't think we'd require a lot of money. I think what we require is just sitting down and doing it. And
how many of these resources, or do you know, are already in our 211 helpline
resource
database?
Well, that's the other question. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these, Val, from church work, a lot of these things, the churches don't even think of them as services. They just think of, it's a nice thing we do, and they don't understand that in many cases that may be a senior's link to a decent meal and maybe the only time they get out. I mean, it's kind of funny how churches think of these things. From your pastoral experience, we do a lot of mission work we don't even think about as being anything other than just the right thing to do. So I really think it would behoove us to try to see just how many of these things there are floating around out there. And maybe if this could go out maybe like on county letterhead as a survey to the churches, this kind of seems to be one need that needs for one unifying group to pull it together. I'm not sure it would be the food bank, because people think of the food bank in different, as a source of
You're trying to get at individual programs offered at churches for seniors for meals.
Well, I think that'd be a good place to start, because I think that's already, it's an existing resource that could be tapped.
Right.
When I've talked to pastors who do this service, they're complaining that they're not getting enough traffic. They would.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
They'd be glad to have more. Well, like I said, the seniors become fair game for. You know, you want to be part of our church, but they could do that anyway. So that's really not a violation of anybody's rights. Maybe if I could get with you or get with you, Mr. Henry,
sure,
or something,
no problem.
We could
happy to help
talk about this. And I know that's a little different than the course we've been taking, but I'm just amazed at how many seniors who are, I would have said, were perfectly middle class and maybe even better than that, have called us and said, we need to get to food closets. We don't have enough to eat. That's because they're starting to have to make choices. Do I stay in my home and pay my rent and pay my Delmarva bill and all this thing, or do I get food? Mm-hmm. And so we're taking like seniors from Newark up into Claymont food, because they don't want anybody to see them going. And so we're transporting people from, say, Newark up to Claymont, or people from Claymont down to Bear, so they can go discreetly to a food closet.
Hasn't food been AARP's
issue
this year? Like, didn't they prioritize?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be another. I don't know what they could offer, but I feel like that's one of their initiatives is no hungry seniors.
Right.
I've heard, Pat at the food bank. BB. That was too easy. I was on the tip of my tongue and I didn't say it. I said, some of her writing said, there's nobody should go hungry in Delaware. It's a matter of access. Mm-hmm. And I think with seniors, the problem with our senior population is so many of them either don't or shouldn't be driving.
Yeah. So, Bob, I have a question. So, from your experience, are there volunteers that can provide transportation to the people that would indicate that they need a ride to get this?
Yeah, I think we just need to find out an expeditious, efficient way to do it. I mean, my organization does individual vehicle, door-through-door type services. You don't need that level of intensity when you're doing, transporting seniors to a congregate meal. I mean, that may be more of a transit issue. And then it'd be just a matter of finding a way to do sharing the resource. It sounds like another VISTA project, doesn't it?
Well, what I'm trying to think of is, for example, like the Newark Senior Center has a number of bus routes that bring people in at a very low cost, and they can participate in the meal program. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering that for other senior centers, is there that level of transportation provided? Because those places usually have congregate meals, mm-hmm. For lunches. So, I think those places that have the transportation, that's where the people are going. And, sometimes churches are doing this informally for like as much the socialization. But the problem is that they've got a senior center near there that has a big congregate meal program. That's really, the transportation is already out there. You know what I'm
saying?
Right.
And we would do that. The problem is, as Val knows from being Dave's assistant, out in that neck of the woods,
right,
you're getting kind of thin when it comes to senior centers.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
It really is faith communities out there that are providing right now that are in the breach. I mean, I suspect that a lot of the seniors that come to our feeding program also go to the Newark Senior Center,
mm-hmm.
because they just don't have a damn thing to do, during the.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, I know I used to get calls from some of your colleagues at DeSapid. Do you just have something for this person to do? Because she calls up and she's, driving us buggy by calling just to chat. And I think both are services, both feeding them and gathering them together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the problem is, A, is identifying who's doing it, and B, is finding a efficient way to get people to that service. And my hunch is that that's probably out there. It's probably just a matter of putting a few heads together and figuring out how to do this. But no, believe me, I would use the senior center. I mean, I would be more than happy to make those referrals, but I think the farther down Old Baltimore Pike and 896 you get, you're getting kind of far away from Newark there. And
not close enough to MOT.
Well, it's interesting because now that I would have to look at those routes in that area, but it seems to me that they've got routes up Kirkwood Highway. But you're right. I don't know what the southern routes for the senior center are. Yeah.
Well, MOT has.
And that's far down.
That's far down.
Yeah, I mean, this is still the problem. And it's not a bad, it's nobody's fault. This is not a criticism of the county or anything like that. It's just development down that way is outpacing our, right now, during these times of limited resources, our ability to organize the services. And happily, the area is chock full of churches, so at least we've got something going down there. And I suspect one of us eventually is going to end up starting a senior center. But just for now. And food is just not something that waits. You
know? Right.
Yeah.
Well, Marcus, thank you for being willing to do a little research there and see what we can find. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Bob, for raising that. And maybe that is something. Becky, do you ever connect with anybody at AARP?
I haven't in a long time, but I could.
Well, I was going to call Brian, actually.
We can talk to Kim. Yeah. Renee talked to Kim Iapolucci, and she's in Washington this week, so maybe we can put that out as a...
This is where it would be nice to have Nirmal Abraham around.
Head of my Community Service Advisory Board meeting, and we're actually having a meeting Wednesday.
Okay.
I'll bring it to her attention.
That's good.
Pretty quickly on this.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good. Any other issues?
I just wanted to actually bring something up. I am almost 2 years ago now, I want to say, I got involved a little bit with a friend of Iron Hill Park. Actually, I heard about it through Val. And the reason why I heard about a project that they're working on at the park to try and create more of a accessible or universally designed trail over there. My husband has a spinal cord injury, and he uses a manual and a power wheelchair, and I was talking to Valerie about how he likes to hike. I live in Academy Hill, and how he got stuck in one of the trails in Academy Hill. And we were talking, and literally Steph had to call on his cell phone for help to get out because his chair got stuck in there. And we were talking about this, and she's like, maybe you'd be interested in this. And so sort of getting more involved with what's happening over there, and it's really kind of in the beginning stages, but we wanted to ask if you could put it on the agenda for next meeting and maybe present on it a little bit about where we are with it and where we want to go with the project to give you some more information.
Sure.
Okay. Yep. Great.
Anything else? Any public comment? Okay, well, what do we want to do about our next meeting then? We are approaching vacation time and...
June meeting and then July and August?
Yeah, I think one more meeting in June and then July and August then. Okay, good. And maybe at that meeting we can also get an update from AARP about what they're doing on the hunger issue.
Yeah, the hunger issue.
Let me check my calendar. It
should be June 26th.
June 26th, okay. All right, good.
Carol, who is the congregate meals person for the state now? Do you have
I don't think there is one.
Oh, goody.
Nirmala went, unless, you know,
thanks,
I've been gone out of there since last October. So they know there's someone looking over the contracts.
That's Teresa. But she's in the program.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you, everybody, for coming in. Marcus, we'll see you later this afternoon.